powerful Trixie, right? I'm misunderstood, I'm always misinterpreted, and I can go berserk cause I lurk at every turn. They told me never to return, the thoughts ever burn in the back of my mind. What was I meant to learn? I was once great and powerful till a dark hour fell and I felt insignificant. Isn't that terrific? Am I just another magician showed up by the gifted? Though the attitude is lifted, how far have I drifted into this forest? I could care more or less cause I acted more or less, but nevertheless, I'm filled with distress, and it's any pony's guess how long I can suppress all of these regrets that continue to depress every crevice of my mind as I reassess those times when I see the silhouettes of those haunting memories, like taunting melodies of laughing enemies, and it's pushing my own sanity. As Trixie continued to recall everything that had happened to her, it began to drive her insane. Not insane, but it rose anger in her. She couldn't take it anymore. And that's when she began to plot revenge. But was that really the right option for her? Is that what she wanted? Or is that what they all expect of her? As I continue my quest, I seem to detest all my past mistakes. That path did break, and I cannot shake how I felt so afraid. It was to my dismay how it all replays. When I think these days, it's a highlight reel. In my mind I feel so upstage and displaced. All this rage when I faced a bruised and battered ego that I can't replace. And this horrid distaste from what had begun as some harmless fun has me on the run like the moon from the sun. I have room to improve, it's sooner than I knew. Said they love and tolerate, but all I got was hate. Hypocritical individuals, I have no right to judge, but yet I hold a grudge. As much as I hate to admit that I'm far from perfect, and it might be far from worth it, but this is where it ends. Trixie wants revenge. As she continued to think this way, she began to feel more and more anger. But then, another voice inside her started to speak. It was her conscience. It was telling her, was this really the right way, and how she should go about her actions? Or had she finally learned her lesson, and chose to become a better mare? But then what after that? Proving what they see as facts, get a negative reaction for more selfish action? They'll keep dignity intact, let's write a letter in fact. Dear Princess Celestia, the ruler of Equestria, I think I've learned a lesson, though it had me kinda guessing what your student was addressing. Here I must start confessing that I did it for attention, and to that I was an addict in need of intervention. Before my thoughts are twisted by the shadows of greed, though I shall take heed and not make a scene or act too obscene. And now I can believe as time proceeds, I'll be a better mare, cause I know some ponies care. And though this story has been kinda tragic, as for the spotlight, I'm no longer an addict, not running around clueless, frazzled and frantic. So thanks for teaching me that friendship is magic.